So situation, let's talk about two situations which we didn't cover yet. When you have a mixture in the soup, you have more than one item in the soup. So one question is, we mentioned yesterday, your person has soup, which chicken soup with a lot of vegetables in it. He cooks his chicken, makes a chicken soup with chicken in it, and carrots and celery, onions. Now he's sitting down to have a chicken soup, a bowl of chicken soup. No mandels, let's say just deal with the soup itself. The bracha of the soup is clearly a shahakol. And there's a large amount of vegetables in there. So what is the law in regards to that? So mikra din, the vegetables were put in there to enhance the flavor of the soup. So the main kavanah is the soup. And then for the bracha, mikra din, the bracha should be a shahakol. If a person would decide really, he right now is sitting down to really eat the vegetables, and the soup is just there to make the vegetables taste better, and he's having a minimal amount of soup in that situation, so then the bracha would just be brei pri adoma on the vegetables. But in most scenarios, that's not what a person is doing. In most scenarios, the person really is the soup. Just he wants to have the vegetables together with the soup, it tastes better. So mikra din the bracha, he only needs to make one bracha of a shakol. One caveat, he has to be eating the soup with the vegetables together. If he pulls out a carrot and just eats the carrot by itself, so in that situation, the bracha would not cover the vegetable. You have to eat it together. So the bracha is a shahakol, assuming that he's eating it together with the soup and every spoon. Every spoonful should be soup with the vegetable, and you will not have any questions in regards to the bracha. Mishabur raises a question when a person's making a soup, and he made the soup, he cooked it together with mezarnis, a barley soup which he cooked with mezarnis, let's say a tomato barley soup or something of that sort. And there's very minimal amount of barley in it. So what's the bracha in that situation? Because we know the mezarnis always, it never becomes a tough one, you have to make a bracha on the mezarnis. On the other hand, clearly over here, his kavanah is for everything else. So we said yesterday, if you add it together later on, you make two brachas. Here it was cooked together, so Mishabur is mesubik what to do in that situation. Mishabur and Reish Ches is mesubik what to do in that situation. He quotes a chayotim. He says the best thing to do is to make a shahakol on something else. So you should make a bracha mezarnis on the barley, make a shahakol on something else, and then you would cover the bracha of the soup also. It's important to point out, when a person wants to make a bracha on something else, you can make a bracha on anything with a shahakol. The one exception is water. If you're thirsty, the bracha on water is a shahakol. A person is not thirsty. A person is drinking water, let's say, just to get down, take a pill. Or he's drinking water because he has to make a bracha, but he's not really thirsty to drink the bracha. There's no bracha on water when you're not thirsty. So if a person is thirsty and he wants to make a bracha shakol on the water, that's fine. He's not really thirsty. He's just saying, I got to make a shakol on something. Well, let's take a cup of water. That's not a good idea. Because there, in that situation, you cannot make a bracha shakol on the water, so you should make a shakol on something else in that situation, but don't use water. There's one announcement. There's a senior meeting during breakfast in room 118. Have a good morning.